Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
How much do you take water for granted? Did you know that there's a global water crisis? We're going to talk about that today on Encounter. March 22nd is World Water Day. Christopher Beth is my guest, and he is the founder of the Bucket Ministry. What an appropriate name, Christopher.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much. I'm grateful to be on with you today and just grateful to share some stories.
So how big is the global water crisis?
Well, UNICEF and WHO estimate there's about 2.2 billion people worldwide that do not have safely managed drinking water. And that's a big number. For those of us that live in the United States that have access to clean water, it seems hard to believe.
2.2 billion people?
2.2 billion, yes.
What percentage of the world's population is that, Chris?
It's about 27%.
27% do not have safe drinking water. How can that be in these modern times when everybody's got great technology and they've got great connections everywhere that safe drinking water isn't a mainstay?
Judy, I struggle with that every day as well, thinking about that. And I want to tell you, I just saw something on social media today. I saw a video of a giraffe roller skating. Of course, that wasn't real. That was AI. But in the world where we can make a giraffe roller skate, how is it possible that more than 25% of the world does not have access to something that I have taken for granted most of my life? How is it possible that the water that comes out of my hose that washes my car is cleaner than most of the world has access to? It's unbelievable to me, and that's really our mission, and that's why we get up every single day trying to solve that problem.
Very appropriate name, Bucket Ministry. You are the founder and the developer of this ministry. Why did you found it?
I was a business consultant for 35 years. I had no interest in being involved in a ministry, being involved in a church, or frankly, helping other people. But in 2012, I went to the Brazilian Amazon with my daughter on a mission trip. And I only went to bring her home, if I'm being honest. I went to...
save her from all the young men over there, right?
Well, that and the alligators and anacondas and piranha. But I really went to make sure she came home. And I got to see the problem. I got to see people that were far from God and without hope. I got to see people that were drinking out of the Amazon River, and they thought that was normal. And that's where I got convicted, and where God really breathed the Bucket Ministry into life was on that trip in 2012, where I just went to bring my kid home.
You have a campaign in Kenya right now that's going on, and you're in 20 different countries already with the Bucket Ministry. So what is this new campaign?
Well, it's new, but part of it is familiar, and I'll tell you why. About a year ago, we finished another campaign in Nairobi, Kenya, in one of the largest slums in the world called Kibera. And we spent 3 years there installing these life-saving water filters that attach to any bucket or receptacle in 81,000 homes and preaching the gospel in every single home.
Wow.
It took us 3 years to do that in that place. And when we were done, we were quite sure that we weren't really done. And so we moved the majority of that team about 20 minutes away to a slum called Kawangware. Now, for those of us in the Western world, this is a place that is going to be another thing that's hard to imagine that this exists. Kawangware is about 4.6 square miles. There's 700,000 people that live there in about 152,000 homes. all jammed into 4.6 square miles. The average median income is about $34 per family per month. Most do not have any sort of running water in their home. Most do not have toilets in their home. Most are living in probably the darkest example of abject poverty that any of us in the Western world have seen. And the Lord has called us there to shine His light. So we have a team of 150 missionaries on the ground that 100% are Kenyans and 100% live in this slum area called Kawangware. So we are delivering life-saving water filters there, and we're preaching the sweet gospel of Jesus Christ in every home and then discipling those that come to believe and hopefully redirecting many of them to local like-minded churches.
150 missionaries from that area. How did that happen?
Well, it didn't happen by accident. And honestly, when we did that first large campaign in Kibera, I wondered how we were going to complete it. And I asked the Lord to give us direction. And what He showed us is when we started with a very small team, we started delivering water filters and we met people that were people of peace. We met people that knew Jesus already and they wanted to serve Him. So through that process of delivering water filters, we met people that we could recruit onto our team of missionaries and really utilize a process that we loosely call neighbors serving neighbors. So we found the very labor pool to get the job done from people actually living in the slum. So because they're locals and because they're serving their neighbors, they're able to go further and faster and reach people more deeply than they could if we sent in an outsider to do the same work.
And they can speak the same language. They can identify Amen. With the culture. How did you get into the homes of all these people? Weren't they afraid of having some Americans come in and try to sell them a product?
That's the beautiful thing about this. First of all, we're not selling anything. The water filters are blanketed to these entire campaign areas that we're serving. And regardless of the ethnicity, regardless of the religious background, regardless of the social class, everyone gets a filter and they get it for free, just like the gospel of Jesus Christ is free.
And how does it work?
How does the filter work?
Yeah, how does the filter work?
The filter is a small device about the size of really a cell phone, and it attaches to any bucket or any receptacle through a little bit of plumbing, a little bit of hardware, and then we fill up the bucket with dirty water. And we just simply use the gravity of water in the bucket to force it through the filter. And then they use a separate catch basin that catches all the clean water. And this filter will yield 350 to 500 gallons per day for the average family. They can even clean their bodies. They can take baths in this water. They can clean their food as well as drinking it. So it's more water than any one family will ever need. But that's what makes it so long lasting. Because of the functionality, because of the durability of the filter, it will last over 20 years for the average family. That's the gift that we are giving. And because of that gift, people are excited to learn what else we have for them. And the second gift that we offer is the very best gift, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. So everyone that receives a water filter is very excited to also hear about Jesus. Now, not everyone decides to start a relationship with Jesus, which is completely fine. But the way we see it, our job is to share the gospel and let God go to work in their hearts. And we use clean water to do that.
Wow. A global water crisis. Did you realize that 27% of the world doesn't have safe water to drink? That is amazing. Well, Christopher Beth is my guest, and we are talking about World Water Day. It's so important that there's a special day, March 22nd, that has been designated as World Water Day. Christopher, tell us about that day and what do you want people to do in observance of it?
I just would love for people to recognize the problem. World Water Day is an annual day set aside that was established by the United Nations. And this was started in 1993, really to raise global awareness of the importance of sustainable management of water resources. And really what I would love for people to know on that day is every bit of water that they're going to consume. And we hope that they think about it 365 days a year, not just one. But if they just think about the water that they're consuming, the water that they're using to wash their dishes, to flush their toilets, to take a shower in, that over a quarter of the world does not have access to that same water. I believe that once we know about something, we can't turn away from it. We have to do something and we have to find a way to check in to be part of the solution. Those of us that are parents and grandparents, we can't bear to think of our children or our grandchildren drinking dirty water or not having access to clean water. So that's our charge. And really, World Water Day is designed as a vehicle, maybe an anthem even, to get people off the couch and get them to check in with a great big problem around the world.
Christopher Beth is my guest, and he is the founder of The Bucket Ministry, which works in more than 20 countries, combining clean water access with the message of hope from the gospel. Christopher, if people would like more information about The Bucket Ministry, where do they go, and how much does it cost for one of these filters?
Well, it cost us about $50 to provide a family with 20 years worth of clean, safe drinking water. So think about that for a second, Judy. For less than we can take our family to Applebee's, not get any appetizers, not drink any sodas, we can provide a family access to clean water and the living water of Jesus Christ. So the best way to reach us is go to the website, start your journey there. And the website is thebucketministry.org, thebucketministry.org.
Christopher, thanks for joining us today. And why don't you go to thebucketministry.org and check it out for yourself. See how you can get involved. Maybe you're interested in filters for other countries. Maybe you have relatives in another country that don't have clean, safe water. Maybe this is an answer for you. TheBucketMinistry.org. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Judy Redlich. We'll be right back with more of Encounter. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. I've got a new project coming out that I want to tell you about. It's a book that's been long in the making. It's called Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. And it's all about my relationships with my service dogs. You see, I've had three service dogs because I'm visually impaired. And they have really taught me a lot about independence, but also about loving and serving, being patient, and being an overcomer in a challenging place. It's coming out June 15th on Amazon. So listen more and you'll hear more about the details of my book, Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. I'll give you updates on my website, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. Watch for them, won't you? And don't forget to leave your review on Amazon.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.